the Frednats On Deck pregame show, a thirsty Thursday night at Virginia Credit Union Stadium against the Charleston River Dogs. Eric Bach joined by Frednats starting pitcher Riley Cornelio, just celebrated his 23rd birthday earlier this week. First of all, happy belated birthday, my man.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. It's always fun to be able to spend your birthday with the Frednats, and let alone pitching on your birthday as well. So, yeah, for sure.
I want to go back to early days of Riley Cornelio, born in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. Grew up in Colorado. Give me the backstory about how that came to be.
Yeah, my dad was active personnel for the first 5 years of my life. So I was born in Hawaii. We were stationed in Hawaii, and then we moved to New York. We were stationed there for a little bit, and then Virginia. We were actually pulling out old jerseys the other day, and the very first t-ball jersey I have, I was playing t-ball in Fredericksburg, Virginia, believe it or not. Our old house is right around here, and then we moved to Colorado when I was about five, and we lived out there ever since. So yeah.
Absolutely incredible that you started the baseball journey here in Fredericksburg and begin your professional baseball journey here. I want to talk about your season so far. It's been overall solid. I mean, you've had a lot of really good moments. What do you think this progression has been like for you throughout this season so far?
I agree. I think, you know, at times it's been kind of a combination of trying to go out there and continue to get better every single outing while going out there and being able to compete as well. Still trying to, firm up some things, get some things solid going into every single start. And so it's not only a process of going out there and being your best, but also how do we continue to get better so you have a good future going forward as well.
Walk me through draft day. What was that day like, and what do you remember about it?
Draft day was just kind of a quiet day. It was just me and my dad. We were over at a friend's house, and I remember just kind of sitting there, kind of just watching the tracker, and it was really quick when it happened. I got a call and said it's the Nationals, and it kind of just, you know, we need the answer now. And me and my dad just looked at each other, and I just said, yes, okay, let's do it. And it was just one of those really quick decisions, but I felt really confident in coming here and very appreciative for the opportunity.
Walk me through your first spring training. What about it surprised you? What about it did you expect?
Going through spring training is definitely a tough part, the first tough time, the first time, I think, just in terms of the volume, you know, the stuff you do. You're at the field all day. It's the first time in your life when, you know, this becomes, you know, essentially your job, where you're at the field all day. And so being out there, especially, you know, adjusting sometimes to Florida heat and humidity was definitely something I needed to work towards. But overall, I felt like, you know, it was one of those things where I was able to work with a lot of interesting and good individuals that helped me and took a lot of good building blocks moving forward. And it was just a lot of information. And I definitely felt like it was something that helped me in the long run.
Talking with Riley Cornelio on the Frednats On Deck pregame show. Why TCU? Coming from Colorado, what about that Horned Frog program enticed you?
It was one of those things where I first stepped on campus, and it was just kind of like that smile on my face and wide-eyed view, and I was super happy to be there. And I loved the coaching staff. Head coach when I first got there is not there anymore, but I just liked, you know, TCU is definitely it has a big school feel, but a very small bubble around it, and it's definitely one of those communities that you feel like is family oriented, almost, in that everybody kind of knows you, especially on the baseball team. They love their baseball team out there, and so it was really cool being able to go to a school that kind of was an everything school for me. I felt like it was a good education school. I was obviously blessed to be able to play baseball there. And in addition, it's a good community out there in Dallas-Fort Worth as well.
Buddy Jake Bennett got promoted. What was it like having a front row seat to what he did here?
I would almost characterize it as bittersweet. I mean, he is definitely one of those kids, and you can, again, in the locker room, it's you hate to see him go. I mean, he's just one of those kids that was my best friend here, and just an overall outstanding guy, let alone an outstanding pitcher. And being roommates with him too, you know, you get to see kind of somebody who you look up to on the mound, go through his daily routine on the starting mound, ask him questions and stuff and have discussions about it. And just overall, you know, it felt like regardless of what the outcome was going to be, he just always kept a very level head. He was just an overall guy that would show up to the field every day and get his work in regardless. And that's kind of what baseball is about, is just having that process that you go about, your routine that never changes no matter how you're feeling, and he embodies that for sure.
I made the observation when he was promoted that the pitching staff and the starting rotation in general was looking for a guy to kind of lead them again. And you were the first guy that popped into my mind. Do you think that that's a role you can take on here now that he's gone?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's something that, you know, when he was here, you battle with him every time. You know, it's just, he has a good start, and you try to go have a good start and try to continue to stack good games on top of each other. But yeah, sometimes, you know, you feel like he's gone, and you need to be able to have that guy that sets that tone, or somebody that's able to set the bar, and that's a guy that you need to be and step up. And I feel like that me, as well as other guys on the team, are chomping at the bit to be able to have part in that as well, for sure.
A two-start week for you this week. You'll start again on Sunday. Does that change your preparation at all?
Yeah, I think, you know, just more emphasis on probably a little bit more of the rehab side of things, trying to make sure that my arm feels fresh going into Sunday. You know, my body feels really strong. I feel physically fit. This is the shortest rest I'll have for about a month again until this rotation comes back where I have to start twice again. So just being able to keep my arm in good shape, I probably won't change too many things. But, yeah, just kind of more of an emphasis on making sure my arm is good in the training with Jake, for sure.
Last one for you. End of the season 2023, what are some boxes that you want to check that says this year was a successful year for me?
End of the 2023 season, I think for me, a successful year is just, you know, I don't really have any pure benchmarks in my mind, but continuing to get better on the mound from a pitching standpoint. And then obviously winning baseball games, you know, I want to win with these guys as much as possible. And so playing as deep as we can would definitely be something that's really special to me. You know, we have a great group of guys, and first and foremost, you know, want to win as a team, and that would be very special for me as well.
Riley Cornelio on the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show. We'll see him again on Sunday afternoon. Thank you for your time, my friend.
Yep. Thank you guys very much.